Welcome to the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast. You're joining me, Amy Maxwell, on my journey of understanding the world of light magic in order to cultivate mindful living. I'm so excited for you to join me on this path of discovery.
Everyone, I hope you're well, and I feel so weird coming back on here to bring you a solo episode. It's been so long. I actually checked, and it's been since March of this year. That was the last time that I came on here and shared with you my personal updates and experiences. And to be completely honest, it's still something that I find a little bit weird. It feels a bit like an extended annoying voice note for me, but I love to look at data behind this podcast, and I know that you've been listening to my solo episodes, which is very humbling because I feel like, that's deep already. Like I feel like, you know, people don't really maybe necessarily, I had a lot of resistance basically when I recorded those solo episodes at the beginning of the year. I really thought like no one would really want to listen to them, or I had so much like self-criticism and self-doubt around them, but it turns out you really do. And I think that's really cool because, you know, like through this podcast, and the intention behind the podcast was obviously to interview practitioners and really wise people in the world of spirituality who could bring some insight and guidance. But actually, it's insane how much I've learned over the past, I think, well, it's been about 2 years of, you know, behind the scenes recording and collaborating and, you know, putting stuff into the world. So I've just learned so much over the last couple of years, not only about, you know, things within the spiritual space, whether that's traditions or rituals or spells or ways to work with different energies, but I've learned way more about myself. And I think that's such a precious thing to have found through this whole podcast process. And it's in a way become like so cathartic to look back on that person that I was a couple of years ago when I started this. And it's really weird to like have this kind of verbal diary, I guess. And even just like looking back on some of the old images that we shot for the podcast and the intention around it and how a lot of that has changed and evolved is really, really amazing to see. And I'm quite proud of that person that I was then, just because she, you know, me a few years ago was just like really on this path of curiosity. And if someone had told me the things that would have happened to me after, you know, this journey and this inquisition for knowledge and inspiration, I probably wouldn't have believed them. And particularly in this year, I've felt and had a lot of personal development within my own spirituality and myself. So I wanted to just come on here and give you one of these episodes to connect with me again. We're going to be coming back with the second half of season 3 early in the new year. So you can definitely expect more episodes from amazing guests that are on the way. But in the meantime, I just wanted to keep you company, especially through these dark winter months, and just share with you some of my reflections from this season, and particularly hone in on balancing the mind-body connection. And what that means for me as well. So I've been really inspired by all the guests, and that goes without saying for all of the episodes. Like I've loved them all in their own individual ways. But for season 3, I was really inspired by a particular element that Chris Corsini spoke about in the episode. And you'll have to kind of dig into that episode to get to that specific part. But what really stood out for me was that he talks about a lot of his own personal struggles with his own mind-body connection. And he was really vulnerable and he really opened up. He's a Cancer moon, so I love that vulnerability and, you know, feeling safe enough to express that with the listeners of the Magic Mindfulness community. But I was really touched by that from Chris, of this like vulnerability around his struggles with having a mind-body connection. And I was reflecting a lot on that piece from the episode in particular, and it made me think about my own, you know, reflections on my personal mind-body connection. And a huge thing that happened to me this year, which I kind of need to remind myself that it did actually happen, was that I had this Kundalini awakening that I shared with you in one of my solo episodes back in March of this year. And so much has happened since that, you know, that experience. Then in a way, it kind of feels like it hasn't really happened. And at times this year, I really resonate with what Chris has said about like losing touch with, you know, my body. Like when I was in Sri Lanka doing the yoga teacher training, which is what led to the Kundalini awakening. I mean, it was already unfolding before I showed up in Sri Lanka, but that was where, you know, it actually kind of happened. But yeah, like since then, it's been quite hard to, I guess, regain some of that magic that happened, because I've just come back into, you know, into a world of really grounded, mundane reality. it's been a bit of a struggle, to be honest, as well, for me to keep that embodiment and kind of keep that remembering of what happened from this really outside of me experience. But what I really learned from this whole Kundalini awakening, having reflected on it more, obviously, over the second half of this year, is that I guess when I started out on the podcast, and I've shared a little bit of this insight before, but I think it's lovely to share again now, and hopefully, if you know, you find it helpful, is that, you know, we've got all these tools and rituals and things that we can tap into. And one of the things that I hear most from clients when I'm reading them the tarot is, how can I align more with my purpose? Or like, what is my purpose? And I also go through phases like this, you know, I also want to make sure I'm still aligning with what I think is quote unquote my purpose. But what this awakening experience reminded me is that when I was connected to that experience within that moment, the only feeling that I could feel really was a wider connection to absolutely everything. Like there was something that was greater than me, but ultimately we're all connected to everything, to all of it. So what, you know, what could be more purposeful than just existing and just being in your own self and in your own body? And I think, you know, when we get out of that mind-body connection, personally for me, from my own experience, is when I'm not, you know, I'm not connecting with my body and I'm so caught up in the mind and the experiences and the doing, and it's just less about the doing, but it's more about the being that we need to come back to. So when I actually showed up in Sri Lanka for my teacher training, where I had this Kundalini experience, you know, so this was only at the beginning of the year of 2022, I really didn't know what connection to my body was. I thought I did, you know, I thought I did, especially as a yoga teacher. I really thought that I had a really great connection with my body. You know, I was going through the motions. I was taking my vinyasa classes. I was sometimes popping into my yin classes. I thought I was quite balanced and connected to myself. And obviously I was just doing what I, you know, I thought I knew. And I guess that's the thing, is what I thought I knew and it's what I've been told. But through embodiment practices, which is what I've been discovering so much this year, and, you know, there's an episode with Satu on this that you can find from season 3, is that I actually didn't really have a connection with my physical body in a way that was truly here. And it's kind of hard to explain, but I think ultimately we just go kind of through the motions of day-to-day situations. You know, even if you step into a yoga class, you're kind of just told what to do in most classes. Like you're just told how to get into this pose, you know, how it looks, and less about how it should feel. So we're just, as a society, we've just become so used to just doing, and rather than stepping into that being. So it's a good reminder for me, because towards the end of this year, I do feel, again, quite disconnected from my body, because I haven't been, you know, doing the practices or being with the practices as much as I should. But also, I think, you know, within all of this stuff, within all of spirituality, we have to remember and kind of give ourselves some credit that we're moving through major life changes right now. We're moving through huge transitions globally. And it's okay if from time to time we kind of fall off track from what we feel like we should be doing or what we should be experiencing, because ultimately we're just trying to survive in this human body, in this human race. So yeah, it brings me some comfort to think that and remind myself that of course I could have had this huge awakening moment when I was isolated in Sri Lanka in the middle of the jungle. You know, how privileged is that? But to have had that experience. But really, in reality, the everyday situations come into play. And yeah, we can only do those small moments to connect more with the body and be kinder to it. And you know, meditation is like, you're probably eye rolling here when I say meditation, but meditation, even if it's like 5 minutes a day, can just help you to have some of that clarity and bring you back into the body and help to just synchronize that mind-body connection. You know, like when the body is calm, the mind becomes calm and vice versa. And yeah, I think those things are just something we can do to just try and come back to ourselves. And ultimately, it's just about coming back to ourselves. And that's what we're here to do. That is our real purpose, is to just live out this life as ourselves, as our most authentic self. So, you know, if your job was stripped away, if your title was stripped away, who would you be? And really, who are you? And yeah, these are questions that I really love to come back to, and kind of helps me to take off a weight from my shoulders. Because I think once you move through some of these experiences, it really helps you to remember that we are just part of something that's so much bigger, and you know, we just need to play out our role in it as much as we can, of just being the most just beautiful version of ourselves that we can be. And that's sometimes that can be harder on certain days than other, can't it? You know, just to be as kind and full of love as we can. And you know, it's not to go down that whole love and light route, but, you know, the heart vibration is such a high vibration. And the more we can tap into that, the more we can feel more connected from that place of love. So anyways, I feel like, I don't know. I hope that was helpful. I hope there was some interesting or useful nuggets in there. And it's going to help me get over my fear of just speaking out as well. Or that continued fear of speaking out to this podcast. So with that, just a little short update. I won't go through my whole highlights of 2022 because, I don't know, I don't really know if anyone wants to hear that, to be completely honest. And I won't be doing a highlights reel on my Instagram either. I don't know. I actually feel like towards the end of the year, just taking way more time off for introspection, kind of becoming less about being on the grid and on platforms and all that stuff. And yeah, just moving into a bit of hibernation mode over this winter season. I think it's good to do that sometimes. And just, you know, I've been giving out so much as well through my practices, through giving sound healings, through Reiki and yoga classes and holding retreats and holding events. And it's been all amazing and wonderful. And I absolutely loved every moment of it. And it's brought so many learnings and so much experience. But now it's time for me to take a little bit of a step back during this winter time and to hibernate and go inwards. And I'm also going to a silent retreat in the new year as well, for 6 days, which I'm really looking forward to. And I'm trying to go in with no expectations in a way. I just want to have more of that connection to myself, like really setting up the new year with hopefully a clearer mind and a sound body connection, or as much as possible. So you never know, there might be some things that come out from that retreat. I bloody hope there's not another Kundalini awakening, to be honest, because it was quite intense. But let's see. I feel like whenever I go on solo holidays on my own, it always works out into something wild. So let's see. But I'm actually hoping, with the intention for more stillness and more rest, is what I would really like to receive from that. So I'll keep you posted. I'll be back in the new year with some amazing guests that we have lined up. In the meantime, if you'd like to stay a little bit more connected, we do have our Patreon community, and this is ongoing. I give more solo episodes through that community once a month. I also sometimes get guests on there as well. And we also hold regular events online where we can connect. And we also have a community through a Discord channel just for that group. So maybe check that out. I'll leave the link in the show notes. And otherwise, thank you so much for tuning in through, you know, the last few years of the podcast, but particularly for coming back into season 3. If you feel like there's someone that would really like to listen to one of the episodes, we would really appreciate it if you like and share and subscribe to all the stuff. And yeah, and just support us as much as you can. So thank you. And as always, stay well, stay safe, and I will see you in the new year.
Thank you for listening to the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast, the podcast designed for the modern mystic and spiritually curious. This season, creative production is by Emily Lasbury and co-production by George Lasbury. If you'd like to stay connected to what we're up to, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Magic and Mindfulness, and maybe share these episodes with a friend or give us a review or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. This helps us to keep spreading the message and light work that we do. We appreciate every single one of you that tunes in. So stay well, stay safe, and see you soon.